Health and the National Public Health Emergency Team is meeting today to review the latest data on COVID-19. NPHET will give advice to the government ahead of the next phase of reopening society and the economy, which is due to go ahead next week. We can talk now to our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers. Fergal, good afternoon. What's on the agenda for this NPHET meeting today?
Well, I suppose the overall trend in relation to COVID-19, and we heard yesterday that cases of COVID-19 in hospital, they've begun to reduce, and the total number of confirmed cases in ICU has stabilised, and also the number of deaths relating to COVID-19 are low. So that is, you know, a good situation to be in. NPHET will advise the government on its view after today's meeting, and I don't think there's any surprises expected. Everything points to the further lifting of restrictions as planned from next Monday. So that includes the phased return to the workplace, restrictions on outdoor gatherings going. It's looking also at a report from the Health Information and Quality Authority on whether masks should be worn by children aged under 13 years. I understand that report doesn't advise that that should be the case. And another report provides updated advice on the use of antigen tests, having studied some of those pilot tests, perhaps paving the way for some wider use of antigen tests. An easing of the requirements to be tested for COVID-19 and for restricted movements is expected from NPHET soon to apply to actually everyone, not just children. I don't think that's going to come today. I think the team want to study further data. But what you're going to see likely in the coming weeks is that people who are deemed close contacts but have no symptoms, they no longer have to get tested or restrict their movements. And in future, it'll be a GP that would decide if a test was needed, not an individual. And that reduced the overall tests as Ireland moves more towards an endemic situation with COVID-19 rather than a pandemic.
And Fergal, the Public Accounts Committee has also been meeting this morning to discuss the spend on PPE during the pandemic. We know that millions of euro were spent on PPE, especially in the early stages of this pandemic. What did the committee hear today?
Well, Seamus McCarthy, the Controller and Auditor General, he said that more than a third of over 900 million euro the HSC spent on personal protective equipment had to be written off because of the large quantities bought and the high prices paid. So you're talking about writing off about 310 million euro there. Mr. McCarthy, he said the HSC spent much of the money on PPE early in the pandemic when demand internationally outstripped supply and the prices were abnormally high. And at the end of last year, two-thirds of that stock actually remained in storage. And there's also going to be an extra cost of 64 million euro on disposable protective suits, which won't be used. Again, these were bought when there was a shortage of these. So, you know, if you add all that together, it's a write-off of 374 million euro. And there's a further write-off probably to happen in relation to other items that were bought. Now, Paul Reid, HSC Chief Executive, he said significant work has been done on the procurement process. It's something the HSC is giving a lot of attention to. He said the HSC was facing the prospect then of 40,000 deaths here when the purchases were made. And they were dealing with those harrowing images on television in relation to Italy and elsewhere. But he said that some of those costs, extra costs that have been put out, are being recouped. But certainly the figures are quite significant.
Indeed. Now, separately, a planned meeting between members of the Sláintecare Implementation Advisory Council and the Minister for Health, which was due to go ahead today, that's not going to go ahead now. What can you tell us there?
Yes, that was a virtual meeting due to take place this evening, and the Sláintecare Implementation Advisory Council members had submitted a list of questions to the Minister in advance of the meeting, and indeed Simon Donnelly had met with Laura McGahey, the Reform Programme Executive Director, who had resigned last week. Now, just in the last hour, members of SIAC got an email from the Department of Health saying that the meeting was being postponed until tomorrow evening, as the Minister has to deal with an urgent matter today. So, the meeting should go ahead tomorrow. The big issues are delays in the reform programme. Why aren't the six mostly autonomous regional health authorities in place? Why was Laura McGahey not the lead negotiator for ongoing talks with hospital consultants on a new Sláintecare public-only contract? And they want to hear who are the replacements for these posts left vacant by those resignations.
All right, Fergal, thank you very much indeed. Fergal Bowers, our health correspondent there.